You're listening to WISO Weekend on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. And joining me in the studio this morning, Jonathan McNeil with the Neon in downtown Dayton. And we're going to talk about the LGBT Film Festival coming up September 28th through the 30th. It's an exciting weekend with a lot of movies coming your way. And Jonathan, first of all, talk about this event taking place for a number of years.
That's right. We're heading into our seventh year, actually. So we've looked at numerous films and a committee, actually, of about eight people who look at over 100 films to curate the weekend.
Now, eight people. This is something that you used to do on your own?
I used to do it 100% by myself. And then I realized that not only was it kind of too much work, but I also just wanted to have other people's voices into the curatorial process.
What were the challenges of getting that group together?
Well, it's really getting people committed to watching that much material, which really is time consuming. But it also allows me to the freedom of exploring things while they're watching films and letting kind of the great stuff surface. And then I can kind of take a look at the cream of the crop and make some decisions along with them for the festival. This year, I really think, is a spectacular lineup. I really think it's our best yet.
Well, I know the festival really has gotten into the heart of people in downtown Dayton. I want to talk about who is coming to the film festival, the audience that you've seen over the last 7 years.
Well, certainly we reach out to the LGBT community in and around Dayton, and even as far away as Cincinnati and Columbus. And, you know, we certainly see those people coming out en masse. But we want to make sure that people realize that it's not just for the LGBT community. It's certainly a festival that is, you know, the stories focus on the experiences and lives of people in that community. But anyone who appreciates good cinema certainly will get something from these films. You know, it's quite possible that one of these films could go on to be nominated for Academy Awards. And a lot of times people ask us, how do you get to see all these films? And a lot of times it's festivals. We played a short a few years ago called Freeheld, which ended up being nominated for Best Documentary Short. And if you didn't see it at the festival, you had to wait a couple years before it was available on DVD. So
let's talk about the films that are coming up this year.
Okay. Well, I'll talk about the final film first. The final film is Ira Sachs's film called Keep the Lights On. Just a great story in the New York Times recently about that. It premiered at Sundance this year. It won the Teddy Award at the Berlin Film Festival this year. Just been doing incredible things, including opening in Paris recently, where it had a great response there, both from the press and from audiences, saying it's one of the best American films of the year. So we're really delighted to have that as our closing film.
Marion's Pizza sponsoring this film. And tell me a little bit about the importance of sponsors.
Well, what we do is we get a sponsor to help us pay for the films. They pay for the films outright, but there are a lot of additional expenses that come along with the festival. So ticket prices certainly don't pay for the festival. Our festival will end up costing about $12,000 to really make the whole thing happen, between marketing and shipping and handling and the films themselves. So the after party. So finding those sponsors not only helps to make the cost more attainable for us, but also getting somebody associated with each of those films helps with outreach as well. So suddenly, you know, eight films curated over the course of a weekend by a different company, that's eight different companies who have a vested interest in the festival doing well.
Great. What else is on tap?
Opening night is Gaby, which is a film about a gay man and his straight best friend, and she wants to have a baby, and she wants to do it naturally. And it's a comedy. It's so hard to find a really smart, fresh comedy. So often comedies tend to be kind of simplistic and silly. This one is really refreshingly smart and well done. And we're bringing the director of that film as well, Jonathan Lasecki, will be coming with the festival. So that's our opening night on Friday, September 28th.
Great. So folks will have a chance to meet him?
That's right. If you come to the opening night of the festival, you get into the opening party, which is on the top floor of the Crown Plaza. So if you have a pass to the festival or a ticket to that film in particular, you get into the party. There'll be free cocktails, appetizers, photo booth, DJ. So it'll be a fun night there. A really terrific film called How to Survive a Plague. It is a documentary about ACT UP in the 80s and what they did to really make changes politically for people living with HIV.
And of course, ACT UP, known for doing some acting up, but
really,
you know,
with radical things. Yeah.
The situation called for it. You had a whole society of people that needed to be shaken into awareness.
And they really made not only politicians start to do things, because they weren't doing anything in the 80s for people with HIV, but also made Wall Street pay attention, and pharmaceutical companies and whatnot started to realize that they needed to make changes as well. And it was due to their radical practices, throwing ashes on the White House lawn, those kinds of things that really made people start to pay attention.
You also, once again, are premiering Top Drawer Shorts, which I know is a favorite for many.
It's a great collection of shorts. I mean, we look at films from all around the world to curate this program. And, you know, today I just was wiring money to Germany and to Spain to pay for some of the rights for these films. So it's really an international, wonderful collection of shorts.
And when you're dealing with international firms and trying to bring their movies here, doesn't that give Dayton, Ohio a presence?
It does. I mean, we have a lot of filmmakers who now are coming to us with their films, as opposed to us reaching out and asking filmmakers, you know, can we take a look at your work? We now have some filmmakers who are coming to us saying, we've heard great things about your festival. Will you please take a look at my work? So that's a really great place to be in. I also want to mention another feature, Cloudburst. It's the Saturday night kind of centerpiece of the festival. It is a huge, huge audience pleaser. It's been winning audience awards at film festivals all around the country. It's Olympia Dukakis and Brenda Fricker as aging lesbians on a road trip to Canada in order to get legally married. And people are really loving it.
And again, that is Saturday at 7 o'clock.
That's right. Cloudburst at 7. And then I Want Your Love at the Night Spot, starting at 9:30. And that is a film by Travis Matthews. You do have to be 18 to get into the screening. There's due to explicit content. He will be coming to the festival as well. And really interesting director who is now working with James Franco on his next project.
It's described as a rare insight into the uncensored lives of a generation of gay men. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, it's very sexually explicit, but it's also told in a way where the story takes precedence. It's about someone who's about to leave town and their friends kind of rallying around to bid him farewell, and his kind of encounters with people that he loves before he leaves. And it's just really raw and honest. And it's a very small story, but it really resonates as being true to a lot of gay men. So that one, you know, we're excited to bring the director, excited to know that he's really moving along. And, you know, because of this film, you know, got the Franco camp interested in bringing him on board for Franco's new project, which is interestingly a reimagining of the lost 40 minutes of Cruising, which was a pinnacle film of the gay film movement with Al Pacino years ago.
Right. So that brings us to Sunday. And let's talk about the final day of the festival. We've talked about the closing film, Keep the Lights On, but also you're going to run Love Free or Die.
Right. And that is a film on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, which is about Gene Robinson, who was the first openly gay bishop in all of Christendom. He actually had to wear a bulletproof vest to his indoctrination and has daily death threats. So really an interesting piece. It's really a portrait about him. But in being a portrait about him, it's a lot about Christianity and their take on homosexuality and his in particular, and how he really thinks that Christianity has gotten a bad rap and has really gotten it wrong. And, you know, this year was particularly hard for us in curating the festival because there was so much great work. And there were actually a couple films about religion and homosexuality and their cross. Another one we looked at was called Seventh Gay Adventists. And we're looking to maybe, if this festival goes well this year, we might start doing a quarterly series where we just once every few months bring a film in that we thought also could have played in the festival, but just to do as a special event. So that's something we might bring down the road as well.
Also, you have the middle showing on Sunday.
Right. Sunday at 3 o'clock is Mezquita y Mari, which is a film about some Latinas, young Latinas in L.A., and just a really, really wonderfully done story about a coming-of-age story of young lesbians.
The LGBT Film Festival coming up September 28th through the 30th. It kicks off on Friday night on the 28th at 7:30 with the premiere of Gaby, and then there's an after party. We can get more information at the website.
Right, and the website is DaytonLGBT.com.
Jonathan McNeil with The Neon in downtown Dayton. Thank you.
Right. Thank you.